it's just a picture of one boy in a wheelchair, and there's this balloon, and, you know, he's playing with the balloon with other people. I don't know why the balloon was there. Maybe it was a party or something. I don't know. But just the way his arms were up in the air, it's like, it's almost as if he were airborne, you know, but he wasn't, but it was, it's, there's a lot of lift, as if his body were forgetting what his circumstances were. And when he gets out, it's just going to really hit him. Iraqi boy. Would appear to be peach white, overwashed pajamas in the washed out newspaper photo on one side droop like a monk's hood. The upper half of that leg raised with the other whole one, and the hands, they're there, and the lust washed out pink balloon above them that they reach for or have just let go. The latter, probably, as one hand, palm up, is wide of it. Two-thirds of a laughing mouth visible. The wheelchair, in this case, its sparkle stark against the flannel and plied living limbs within it, a tool of fun. Such wisdom's possible here only, the ability to feel glad to be alive, gone on the outside, the cloistered incarceration of the ward, holding the boys as if they were a group of monks. Asked by a visitor what it's like to live secluded most of the time, mute and with forced labor, a chronic lack of sleep for all the praying, the Benedictine monk asked back, "Have you ever been in love?"